Christian Audio presents Superheroes Can't Save You, Epic Examples of Historic Heresies, written and read by Todd Miles.
Dedication to Julius, Vicente, and Marcos. May you find in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one by whom, through whom, and for whom you were made, the fulfillment of all your deepest desires. Colossians 1:15-20. Acknowledgements. This book was fun to write. I was able to combine my love for the Lord Jesus Christ with my childhood and beyond fascination with comic book superheroes. The ideas and illustrations used throughout have been taught, tested, proven, modified, and often supplied by my students at Western Seminary over the past 14 years. I count it an undeserved privilege and immense joy to teach the glorious doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ to current and future ministers of the gospel. Dr. Gary Brashears and Dr. Bruce Ware, my professors and mentors, have had more influence on my understanding of Jesus Christ than any other. How do you express gratitude for a gift like that? I believe that I first heard the Superman analogy from Gary. I had a great team of people, including my faculty colleagues, students, family, and friends, who voluntarily researched, read, and edited the chapters of this book. That team included Dr. Ryan Lister, Katie Roberts, Dr. Ron Mars, Ethan Miles, Joshua Jen, Jerry Schoon, Levi Miles, Autumn Fable, Tim Harmon, Drew Holmes, Ryan Dillon, Natalie Miles, Charlotte Roberts, and Grace Roberts. I first taught this material at my home church, Henson Baptist Church, to the Mariners Sunday School class. It was a 10-week series attended by teenagers through octogenarians, and their reaction made me think there just might be a book in this after all. I also took the content for a test drive at the East by Northeast Youth Retreat. I am thankful for the good feedback and enthusiastic response of Tyler Walsh and the youth groups of New Hope Community Church in Hermiston, Stanfield Baptist Church, Bethel Baptist Church in Milton Freewater, First Baptist Church in LeGrand, Prairie Baptist Church in Prairie City, Union Baptist Church in Union, and Faith Baptist Church of Harney County in Burns. A special thank you must be given to my friend and agent, David Sanford. His encouragement and legwork were crucial to the completion of this project. I am grateful for my friends at B&H Academic, particularly Chris Thompson, Jim Baird, Audrey Greeson, Sarah Landers, and Jennifer Day, for believing this project enough to work with me and publish it. My wife, Camille, is the glue that holds our crazy family together. She makes our home my favorite place on earth. Camille creates the space and opportunity for any worthwhile thing that I do. This book is no exception. My older children played a unique role in this book. Not only did Ethan, Levi, and Natalie proofread the chapters, they also accompanied me in the scholarly research of attending superhero movies. Not every father has kids with whom he really likes to hang out and who are willing to reciprocate in kind. The Lord has been exceedingly kind to me through them. My youngest boys, Julius, Vicente, and Marcos, were also vital. All that time playing Batman and reading and watching the stories was not just fun. They were helping me write a book. It is with hope and love that I dedicate this book to them. Introduction, as we begin. Growing up, I had an absolute treasure trove of comic books, all collected during the 70s and early 80s. I was captivated by the world of the superhero and could not get enough. My parents gave me a modest allowance for the less than modest amount of work that I did around the house, usually mowing the lawn, and the money went almost entirely to my growing collection of comics. One of my favorite memories is walking to our local drugstore with a single dollar in my pocket. The possibilities situated on the comic book rack seemed endless. I could buy regular comics for a quarter apiece, or I could invest in a double volume, something like Superman Family, for 60 cents or so. No matter how long the choice took, it was certain that I would peruse through everything on the rack, reading most of them while I stood there, finally settling on just the right selection. Looking back, I am amazed that the drugstore owner was so patient. I was never reminded, "This is not a library." I was never chastised for loitering, perhaps because they knew that I would be buying something. It was inevitable. I had to make a purchase because that comic would be read and reread and reread. My favorite superhero was The Flash.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?